Thank you very much, Pallavi, for giving me the opportunity to be interviewed. Yes, you're talking to a person who believes that mathematics is fundamental to almost everything we do. And how can I emphasize this? What's been happening in our society, in the advances that our society has made, is that mathematics has become essential to most of the modern developments that we've become used to in the way we live and operate. So, for example, in the smartphones that we use, the signals that the phone makes to the mobile phone tower, and then in receiving calls back, information back from the mobile phone tower, all of that relies on cryptography and coding theory and on fundamental components of mathematics like prime number theory. These are areas that would have been considered esoteric and very abstract maybe 100 years ago, but now are very much part of the arsenal of technological achievement and change. Now, that's not the only part of the way in which mathematics has become fundamental to our lives. Everywhere you turn, you will see in the newspapers, in discussions about politics, in talking about medical advances, you'll see that there is data being used as evidence for or against particular arguments, for and against particular choices that we make on a daily basis. And to use data in a way that is actually meaningful, you need to be aware of ways of thinking quantitatively. This situation of mathematics becoming fundamental to our lives is only going to get deeper and more prevalent as our society advances. And so I tell people that we need to become more mathematically sophisticated and educated in the way we can use these skills.
Professor Joshi, the numbers, if one sees that the number of women in pure sciences like mathematics is staggeringly low in a country like Australia as you move higher up the ladder. So could you give us your comments on that point, given that you have achieved such success in this area?
Sure. As you say, the proportions of women undertaking jobs that involve mathematics, and in particular research and advancements and academic positions in mathematics, is going down steeply as you advance in a career structure. But what's very encouraging is that the entry level, the numbers have been increasing. So over the last 20 years, we've actually become very, very encouraging of female students doing undergraduate study and also postgraduate study in the mathematical sciences. So over the last 20 years, the figures are wonderful, actually. We now have something around 50% of students doing mathematics courses are female at the undergraduate level. Something of the order of 36% to 40% in the postgraduate courses doing mathematics being women. So that increase is wonderful to see. What we're not seeing is similar movement at the other end, at the most senior levels. At the most senior levels, we have something like 9% of professors of mathematical sciences in Australia being women. And that's a very low figure compared to other areas and also compared to other countries. So where we need to do something, where we need really very strong action to happen, is in that intermediate zone between the entry point and the senior levels. We need to encourage everybody to think about what is stopping women staying in the areas that require them to do mathematical sciences, whether it's in the universities or in the research institutions or in the R&D sections of companies.
Sure. I mean, that's a question that people would have to look into, because it's clear from the figures that it's not a question of aptitude, given that in the entry level and in post-grad, there are a lot of women in this area. So clearly,
absolutely,
one has to find, one has to address other questions regarding this.
That's right. Exactly. And in particularly in countries, Western countries like Australia, England, the US, and Canada, this is a particularly acute issue, whereas in some of the other countries, this appears to be less less of an issue.
And one last question, Professor Joshi, because it's the National Mathematics Day. It is suggested that mathematics could be the language of the universe as well. So how much do you, you know, what would you have to say about that?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I think Einstein was the first person who said it, and I agree with him entirely. It's really very difficult to understand anything from an analytical and logical level unless you have the quantitative skills that mathematical training gives you.